This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
4 years ago, Wisconsin Democrats nominated former Trek executive Mary Burke to be their political outsider candidate in the race for governor. This year, Milwaukee businessman Andy Gronick fits that billing. While Gronick's message is similar, his story is anything but simple. In our ongoing series about the race for Wisconsin governor, Sean Johnson has this profile.
Some campaigns look a little rough around the edges when they launch. Andy Gronick's already looked polished. The Milwaukee businessman's first web ad was a short film, beginning with Gronick pulling up a seat at a donut shop, speaking directly to the camera.
Business has always made sense to me. You have a bottom line. You treat your employees like family. You work together to get things done, or you don't succeed. It's pretty simple.
The six-minute ad included voters' stories about health care and schools. It called for a government that unites people. It featured Gronick's kids. What it didn't offer was many specifics about Gronick's experience in business. If you ask him about it, Gronick will say the story starts when he was a kid, working for his dad's auction business. He'd sweep floors and clean machinery at manufacturing plants.
I had grown up climbing on machinery, literally degreasing it so that it could be sold.
After business school, Andy Gronick says he wanted to expand his dad's company. Gronick offered to buy it. His dad didn't like that and fired him.
My dad fired me pretty much every month. The things that I was suggesting and doing to grow the business were very different than how he had made a living his whole life.
The auction business depended on being good at understanding what things were worth. Andy Gronick used that knowledge to form an appraisal business in a financial field known as asset-based lending. Asset-based lending involves riskier companies that want to borrow money, but they're not earning enough to get a loan from traditional banks. Gronick would go into those companies and learn everything about them. He'd share that information with lenders like Richard Solar, who was working at Bankers Trust when he met Gronick in the early 80s.
Turned out that Andy did a lot more than just tell you what the value of the assets were. He really got behind the scenes and got to understand the companies.
Solar says Gronick was credible and candid.
Even though I might press him, if I wanted to do a deal, I would press him for a certain answer. He would not give me necessarily the answer that I wanted. He would give me what he believed. He would really be very straight with me.
This is Andy Gronick's first run for office, but the political path he's traveling is well worn. The question is how Democratic voters feel about a business candidate when they have other options, especially with Republican businessman Donald Trump in the White House. Nathan Gonzalez is the editor of Inside Elections, which analyzes campaigns around the country.
Democrats are in the middle of trying to decide whether they want to find outsider candidates of their own or move in a completely opposite direction as a reaction to President Trump and how he's performed in office.
Complicating that decision is the way Andy Gronick's business career ended. When his family moved into a mold-infested house, it made them sick and brought his Crohn's disease out of remission. Gronick sued.
And we fought what we thought was something that was very wrong for over 5 years. And I was not willing to stand down.
While recovering and pursuing the legal fight, Gronick stopped going to work. His ex-business partner sued him, and Gronick eventually sold his share of the business. But Gronick says he emerged from the difficult process with a new perspective and new circumstances. He'd thought about running for office when he was younger, but never had the time. With his business career now behind him, Gronick could finally try politics. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.